This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people killed when two tornadoes touched down in Lee County, Alabama, Sunday. The youngest victim, 6 years old. The Lee County Sheriff says the damage is catastrophic.
It looks almost as if someone took a giant knife and just scraped the ground. There are slabs where homes formerly stood. There are debris everywhere.
The death toll from those tornadoes expected to rise as officials say a number of people are still missing. Another Democrat joining the race for the White House, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, jumps into the fray today, saying in a video,
"I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done."
Teachers in Oakland, California, back in the classrooms after voting to accept a tentative contract deal that includes an 11% raise and a one-time 3% bonus. And this is USA Radio News.
Question: do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A pretrial hearing for actor Kevin Spacey is set for today in Massachusetts, but Spacey's not required to be there. The Oscar-winning actor pleading not guilty to sexual assault charges in January after being accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. The president's former fixer will return to give yet more testimony to lawmakers on Capitol Hill this week. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Michael Cohen resumes his closed-door testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. This will be Cohen's fourth day of questioning before both House and Senate committees. His testimony so far has led members of Congress to pursue other witnesses from the Trump Organization, including Felix Sater. Cohen named him during his open testimony before the House Oversight Committee, saying that he worked with him on efforts to build a Trump property in Moscow. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It was a long, cold week for an Oregon man, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says he and his dog were trapped in an SUV in the snow for 5 days. Jeremy Taylor getting his SUV stuck in the snow on a Forest Service road last Sunday near Wake Butte. A missing persons alert was issued on Wednesday. Then on Friday, a snowmobile rider found Taylor and his dog Allie and called county authorities. Taylor said he had tried to walk out from the SUV, but he and the dog couldn't make it very far. So they went back to the vehicle and stayed warm by occasionally starting the engine. A heavy construction vehicle was able to dig them out of the snow, and Taylor and the dog were back with friends and family by late Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department says Iran is the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens reports.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's about life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and we've got a country to say thank you for joining in. William Ogburn is with us, a former U.S. foreign diplomat. Let me give you, his background is so impressive, and this is why I just so appreciate his time and what he has to share with us. Strategic communications and public diplomacy expert, highly successful track record as both a director and strategist for U.S. government entities like the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Department of Defense, the State DOS and Commerce, DOC, USAID, as well as NATO and other private companies. His deployments include Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Libya mission. William, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. Let's talk about, first of all, so much to cover, but let's start with the chaos in Venezuela. Last week, Ramos, Univision anchor, was there, and he's talking to Maduro and showing him footage of people eating out of the trash trucks and talking about, you know, he has seen it for himself, how devastating it is for his citizens. And Maduro, you know, detains Jorge Ramos, takes away his equipment. And when Jorge Ramos made it back to Miami, he all but kissed the ground of the United States and says, "Thank God I'm a citizen of the United States and not one of Venezuela."
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this will kind of be a wake-up call for Jorge that whatever he says about Trump and whatever he says about America, Republicans, it's absolutely not true. He's never been detained here, never will be. Mm-hmm. He has all those freedoms. And when he goes to a country espousing a lot of those ideas that he pushes on his programs, we've seen what happened. You know, there's utter denial about what's going on in the country and absolutely no compunction about taking Jorge, putting him in jail, taking anybody else, putting them in jail, having other folks murdered or disappeared. You know, that's the modus operandi of those kind of governments.
But it would seem in his comments afterwards that, you know, he looked at it more as an anomaly, not a, you know, a regular modus operandi for socialist countries. But we know historically what the facts are. Venezuela is at a crisis point right now, and there's a short leash and lots of impatience that's taking place there. So like anything else, you don't know what's in the tube of toothpaste until it gets a little bit of a squeeze, don't you?
Right. And hopefully this kind of creates more of that cognitive dissonance that'll realize, wait a second, if this is going to happen every time, If I go to China and I were to report on this, what would happen? If I were to go to Russia and report on this, what would happen? If I would go to most of the countries in the Middle East, a lot of countries in Africa, what would happen if I try to do the same things that I do in the U.S.? And maybe that will start to tell him the difference. Now, you know, it's always an individual conversion that you have to finally realize that you can't hold these two ideas in your mind at the same time. That,
right.
Okay, all these socialists are great, but I keep getting detained. But, you know, that's just a one-off. It's like, you know, if it's not a one-off, if it keeps happening, then obviously you've got to one day admit to yourself, maybe these guys are not the kind of guys that I want to be around. Maybe these guys have a false ideology that I've been lied to my whole life.
Exactly. So where are we at with Maduro? You know, he seems like he's on the ropes here. And it's, you know, a short time schedule, it would seem, based on the reports, before he's out of Venezuela and they have a new president. What are you seeing?
Well, today is going to really be interesting to watch. Guaido is scheduled to come back into the country after a 10-day tour of Europe and the U.S., gaining support also throughout Central and South America, trying to gain support for a call for new elections and himself as interim president. And those appear to have gone really well. He was told if he left the country, he would not be allowed back in. He says he's coming back in. So around 11 o'clock today, we'll see if he's arrested or if he's allowed to come back in. And either way, he's forcing that issue for Maduro. Mm. Are you going to arrest me and try and upset the international community? Are you going to let me go and show that you're weak?
Exactly.
You know, he's picked one of these scenarios where he can kind of be in a win-win and Maduro's in a lose-lose.
Well, and of course, what Guaido is hoping for is that he's going to get the support of some key military allies, because right now it would seem that Maduro has control of the military, does he not?
Yes, he's been able to continue that control. I thought that the flashpoint last week and the week before of the aid workers, especially the aid workers getting killed, and the military having to say to itself, I didn't sign up to kill aid workers that were trying to feed my country, and I did not sign up to kill fellow Venezuelans that were trying to just simply feed my countrymen. If you would start to see any movement. Now, we haven't heard of much movement going on, but I've got to think if those kind of things keep continuing, if they keep saying that there will be no aid going through, and they keep having violence against those aid workers brought about by the government itself, so that is the military and the militias, I think you will start to see more and more of those guys, you know, push comes to shove. They're going to side with Guaido. The generals we're still seeing are right there with Maduro. They're the ones getting paid. They're the ones making sure that they have food. It's those rank-and-file guys that see the devastation that their family and their neighbors are going through. That's, again, where we're going to have to see some movement for this to really come about and bring Guaido to power so that we can get a new election. And always remember, this is about getting a new election for the people of Venezuela, free and fair election.
Exactly.
Guaido keeps putting that point out. He's like, I'm not going to stay as president. We're going to have an election. It's going to be free and fair.
Well, to your point, William, it's got to be heartbreaking, even for those with full bellies, to watch, as you say, their family and neighbors, you know, suffering to the degree. I mean, you've got people starving to death, literally, the chaos there in Venezuela. I mean, I don't know if people can appreciate a 1,000,000% inflationary cost. I mean, it's like as soon as you get paid, you got to get rid of that money right away, because in minutes that can be totally devalued altogether. And so it's not like you can hold on to that money. I mean, it is just absolutely untenable. And the fact that it's lasted this long. Now, where is all the aid right now? Is it staged outside of Venezuela, just waiting to be accessed? I know that I saw a video of where they were trying to get some in, but I still saw, you know, cargo loads of aid just still waiting to be transported.
Yeah, it's sitting at the border of Brazil and Colombia, along the Venezuelan border there, just waiting to get in. The government is not letting it in. Again, as you saw, the Maduro says there's no problem. They don't have the starvation issue. And there hasn't been a reporter that's gone there that hasn't been utterly aghast at how bad it actually is. Like, mm-hmm. people just do not have an idea until they get on that ground.
Exactly.
And realize this is a country that was one of the richest in the world, and now it's one of the poorest, and everybody is scrambling to do whatever they can just to feed themselves and their family.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. I think at the end of the year, Nikki Haley was there. She saw it for herself, and she was abhorred with what was going on, you know, the human devastation that was taking place. You could sense, as a mother herself, the pain that she was carrying on behalf of the Venezuelan people, because here we are in America, and this doesn't happen here in America, but they're in Venezuela, and the world is watching, so which just even adds all the more to the heartbreak, right?
Absolutely. And it's the thing that it could happen in America. It'd be much tougher. But if you keep going down a road where the government and people that are easily corruptible, because humans are corruptible.
Right, exactly. We got to go to break, so we'll be back.
Yeah,
we'll be back.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Biff Martinez.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. Even his enemies list him as their emergency contact number. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
You got to maintain some dignity. Not everything tastes like chicken, I'm telling you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, now that we've cleared that up, just the way you like us. Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with William Ogburn continues, a strategic communications and public diplomacy expert with a highly successful track record as both a director and strategist for U.S. government entities. William, I wanted to get your read on the North Korean meeting in Vietnam. To hear it from the media, including Chris Wallace, and I was disappointed in his characterization of it in calling it a failure. I mean, this is ongoing, so how can it be a failure? I mean, if you're going to use that standard, then you might as well claim the Mueller investigation is a failure.
Well, it's one of those things of, you know, we want it right now. So I think a lot of folks in the media, they thought that it was going to fail, and they were waiting for any kind of narrative that they could push, any facts that they could push that show that it failed. And because there wasn't a deal, then that meant it couldn't be successful. But that's, we can question how Trump goes about such diplomacy. But the fact of the matter is, and I've heard this from foreign diplomats, from the UN, and from here in D.C., one thing that they will say is they have been amazed that he has been able to open up a diplomacy channel with North Korea. They never thought it could happen. Right. And we saw the past three administrations just utterly failed at that kind of thing.
Exactly.
There was a man that was able to say, let's sit down and talk, and if we can talk, we have a chance of reaching a deal. Now, we know that Trump, just if you read Art of the Deal, he believes in being able to walk away at any point, because if you can walk away, that means you're in a stronger position. And that's what we saw here with the North Korea summit. It was a bad deal. Yes, there weren't any pre-approved concessions that we came into the summit with, which is usually what you want to do in these kinds
exactly.
of things.
Right.
But he was willing to say, listen, you've wasted your own time. You spent a 60-hour train ride coming down here. You're going to spend 60 hours going back, and I'm happy to be with you, but you're not going to, you know, pull one over on me here. If we're going to negotiate, we're going to negotiate in good faith. It's not going to be what the Chi-Coms have told you you're going to do. We're going to actually have to work together. And it looks like he has built some kind of personal relationship, and that's the first part of working on diplomacy a lot of times, is building that personal relationship with the person. Even if they're a terrible person, you have to deal with terrible people in diplomacy, and that's what we're having to do right now.
And, of course, the idea that he's a terrible person was reflected in the follow-up declaration of Otto Warmbier. And it's a sad situation. And the fact that, in diplomatic form, the president didn't, I'm not sure what they wanted to hear from the president when asked about this, because, you know, how are here you are trying to establish a relationship and some common ground, and you're going to give the guy a noogie, or you're going to, you know, upset him over this situation. The regime is what it is. But I'm not sure what the media wanted out of that. If they were just, you know, to your point, trying to do everything they can to derail anything that might look like success for this administration.
Absolutely. We saw the same thing when Trump has met with Putin.
Why
didn't he go right after him and say, you interfered, and try and do all that? And, you know, we understand the point of the media when they say that, because that's what we want. And Trump has been very much one of those guys that fed off of saying what other people wish they could say, or that someone else would say.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing with this kind of diplomacy, you can't just go in to a head of a nation, even when you're the U.S., and be like, you're a jerk. Why would you do this thing? You know you hurt everybody else. You need to apologize right now, and if you don't, I'm walking away. Yeah, we'd
right.
like to see that, but it's just not a realistic thing. So harping on those kind of things actually hurts us, and it allows folks like Putin and their disinformation agencies to play up that aspect, to keep dividing us. So it plays right into what our enemies want.
Exactly. Well, in that kind of, you know, that kind of approach has never worked historically anyway, William. But, you know, it doesn't stop people from wanting to go there. But, you know, whether it's President Trump or others, have to be prepared that those kind of obnoxious questions are going to come about. And there needs to be a response. Maybe, you know, after a, you know, an arduous trip like Vietnam and the time that was involved and, you know, getting through the process and everything, maybe you're a little brain drained, but, you know, there needs to be some preparation that, especially for Donald Trump, and he's getting better at it, to realize that the, you know, that the media is not a friend. They're more a foe, and, they've been in that adversarial position, and he needs to be, you know, prepared to know that, look at, you know, they're not going to hand him any softballs.
Right. And, you know, he was really put in a hard, or a rock in a hard place with that question.
Because,
again, he knows that Kim knew about it. You know, it's one of only, you know, a few Americans that have been detained. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that Kim got updated. He might not have said, you know, give him brain damage, but it's not like he didn't know. But it's one of those kind of noble lies and a wink, wink, nudge, nudge that you have to play. And it's a terrible position for anyone to be with, because that's not just the president. A lot of diplomats on the lower end, when we're negotiating those kind of treaties with these actors, like when we were working with Pakistan, when we've been working with Iraq, when we've been working with Iran, we know they're lying.
Right.
And they know that we know we're lying. But we can't call their bluff outright. We have to find another way to use that as another tool of diplomacy, another way we can leverage other aspects to get towards an agreement. That's an unfortunate reality. We wish we didn't have to do it that way. But it kind of is what it is.
It is. And of course, on the heels, like you say, of Putin, what happened in Helsinki, here in Vietnam, and of course, what happened with the Khashoggi murder in Saudi Arabia. And as a diplomat yourself, you know that you're dealing with, you know, a hot potato here. And so it's like, okay, what do you do? If you blow this thing up, you know, what are you calling into question? Immediately, the president was protecting a big sale in aircraft that was going to go to Saudi Arabia. And that was hanging in the balance. You know, you're talking what? A quarter, maybe half a trillion dollars worth of trade there.
Well, that was not only that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no, go ahead.
You have to remember, like, when it comes to MBS in Saudi Arabia, it's so much more than just that weapon sale. It's right now Saudi Arabia is working with Israel. We haven't had that before. We've been able to get that done. They are working very ardently against Iran. They are an ally in that. We don't like everything they do. We don't want them to have killed Khashoggi or anyone else like that.
Right.
But we're, again, stuck in that hard place of, like, MBS is allowing reforms for women in Saudi Arabia and actually trying to westernize the country a little bit. He's punished people that were helping to finance bin Laden and al-Qaeda. So you're like, okay, our choices are this guy who murdered someone, and we know he did, and we can't say anything about it because, you know, this is diplomacy, or we can try and push Saudi Arabia to get somebody else in, which might push them towards Russia, who has made significant offers for military hardware to them. And we can get somebody in that's very much opposed to us, and we've lost any kind of leverage in the Middle East when we have a viable ally. So it's playing this game, and that's what it is. It's called the great game, and it's, you know, geopolitics, and it's real politics for a reason. And it's not always nice, it's not always easy, and it's not definitely not clean, but it is how the rest of the world operates, and we have to play to that and try.
Yeah, these are the cards we're dealt with. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
What about the China trade? What do you see?
It's moving forward again, so that's good. And Lighthizer is very much really trying to work on it. He's focused on more of the digital an IP piece of it, as opposed to the agriculture, which the agriculture has been the piece that really the Chi-Coms have been trying to push. But we realize from everything that's been stolen from us over the past 30 years, what we're dealing with Huawei, we really need to get that piece focused on, because that's really what's costing us more money than actually even what's going on with the agriculture subsidies and agriculture trade sanctions.
And especially with all the talk about 5G and 6G around the corner, and Huawei, boy, they want to be leading the pack there. So this conversation will continue with William Ogburn. William, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people killed when two tornadoes touched down in Lee County, Alabama Sunday. The youngest victim, 6 years old. The Lee County Sheriff says the damage is catastrophic.
It looks almost as if someone took a giant knife and just scraped the ground. There are slabs where homes formerly stood. There are debris everywhere.
The death toll from those tornadoes expected to rise as officials say a number of people are still missing. Another Democrat joining the race for the White House, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, jumps into the fray today, saying in a video,
"I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done."
Teachers in Oakland, California, back in the classrooms after voting to accept a tentative contract deal that includes an 11% raise and a one-time 3% bonus. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Turn it loud. We've got a country to save here at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, I am. And Jim Gibson joins us, the former Trump executive. And we're going to be talking about Bill Maher's remark. And when he heard that, he was instantly reminded of a long ago meeting at CBS. So once again, proving that a leopard does not change its spots quite easily, does it, Jim?
It does not, Bill. It's what goes around comes around, and it's just coming around again.
Yeah, there. The whole idea, I mean, Hillary Clinton looked at flyover country and anybody that supported conservative values as being deplorable, and this was just more of the same, was it not?
It was. I've just used the term, instead of deplorable, I've used the term disposable.
Yes.
He just, as my experience when I dealt with CBS, has a mindset. And, you know, Bill, I mean, I'm sure there's political overtones in everything Bill Maher says. Mm-hmm. It's almost beyond political, where it's just the arrogance of a mindset that really looks down, looks over, just does not care about those of us between the coast. And I experienced that in my many years in the entertainment world, working both in New York and L.A.
Right.
And I'd be happy to share about that as it goes on. But, you know, that's where it's at. That's where it's always been. And moving back to my roots in the Midwest in Illinois, there was a reason for that, and I can share a little bit about that as well. It isn't that I don't love people on both coasts. There's wonderful people across America, Bill, and I'm not saying the same thing that Bill Maher said. There's great people everywhere. However, these people of power have a way of controlling a lot of what the rest of the world sees. And if they don't feel we're important or we're disposable or we're deplorables, that's what we're going to be fed pretty much 24/7.
Exactly. Well, people that make these kind of irresponsible remarks need to be called out for what they are. We certainly know from not too long ago history what people were looked at and what happened to people that were considered to be less than and disposable. We had a Holocaust that took place. You would think that that would be enough to temper the language. I understand there's going to be antithetical viewpoints. That's what we love about this country, freedom of thought, freedom of ideas, freedom of speech. But when it gets to the point that we begin to disqualify people and present them as being less than we've crossed over. We have disrespected and we have done things to obliterate what our Constitution talks about in terms of a right. With every right comes responsibility. And Bill Maher was terribly irresponsible in making the statements that he said, and he should be called out for it.
I agree. And Bill, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that not a prejudice statement that he throws out across the airwaves simply because we are from some area of the United States that we immediately fall into a categorization of basically saying we're the joke of America. We're again the disposables, those that are just not smart, we're not cool, we're not at the same level. I don't know about you, but that is as prejudiced as any racial prejudice that
it totally is
in the day.
It's absolutely disgusting. And the fact of the matter is he's so delusional. But this is what elites do. They convince themselves that they're so special and everybody wants to be like them. You know what? They don't. They don't want to be, you know, they're glad that they're not like them. And in many cases, because many of the people, and I'd say, as you said, Jim, and rightfully so, many people across the country would be praying for the Bill Maher and the elites that think this way, because it is inhuman to have that kind of consideration. It's sad. And when you, again, consider recent history and what that kind of stinking thinking did to a culture and to a people and particularly to a race and to the less thans, it energized a Holocaust that people to this day are devastated at its consideration, but yet not enough to where when Bill Maher speaks so recklessly that he's not called out for it. I mean, it's totally shameful.
You know, the quote that you're kind of talking about might bear, I have it in front of me, and this was the one that nauseated me the most, which is kind of what you just said. His quote was, "The flyover states have become the passover states. That's why red state voters are so pissed off. They don't hate us. They want to be like us. They want to go to the party." That's what you are saying. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like Bill Maher. Right. There's a reason why I don't no longer live in Los Angeles. I chose not to. I don't want to be.
But well, tell us that story, Jim, because I lived south of L. I was in L.A. radio, and so, you know, I was around the reindeer games and stuff like that. And I will tell you, frankly, when I was working at a major station in L.A., because I'll tell you honestly, I didn't smoke pot. And I worked with the likes of Wolfman Jack and, you know, during that period of time in the 70s when I got out of the Marine Corps. And they said, whoa, wait a minute, you're Hispanic. You don't do pot. You must be selling it or you're growing it or something, you know, because you're Hispanic, because that's what Hispanic. I go, what are you talking about? You know, you have no idea. But because I didn't do pot, I wasn't allowed to go to the reindeer games, and the cocktail parties. And you know what, Jim? I didn't miss it. I didn't miss one song or one iota of it. I did not want to be beholden to that crowd in any form or fashion.
Yeah, I agree, and that's in the late 80s, early 90s, when I began working with now President Trump. That's when I was out there also, Bill. I was doing a lot of game show pilots for Merv Griffin and some other shows that we were working on. I was on his show quite often as a vocalist. I was on Star Search and had won a lot of different talent type of programs. I was working my way up through the entertainment world while also doing some business things. But what really brings this full circle is kind of, I don't know if we want me to go to this immediately, is when I had to meet with Les Moonves at CBS.
Yes, go ahead. Let's go.
It was an interesting setup because I was the guy, Bill, that hosted almost all of the televised state pageants for Miss Universe, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA. That would include Miss California, which was televised out there. I was their host. Or Miss Texas, or Miss Alabama. I did about 150 of these telecasts. I was the most used guy in that unique business at that time. And so when Miss Universe became available, and Madison Square Gardens was going to sell it. And I had already met Donald, who now is, of course, our president, became a friend. We had done some things. I did some shows, we produced shows down in Atlantic City. Long story short, I went to the president and said, I think this will be a great opportunity. I've been doing this for a long time. It's a great pathway to help young women get to where they need to go. You know, somebody born in New York or L.A. or Miami, it's a little easier. But when you're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Des Moines, Iowa, or, you know, North Dakota, it's not easy.
Right.
So I was sharing with him not just a great financial opportunity, but I just think it's a great thing, period.
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed. So he worked out a deal. We worked it through. He bought Miss Universe in 1997. And he then immediately turned around and sold 50% of it to CBS so that it would be televised. The very bright business move.
Yes, right.
Moves. So Les Moonves, of course, was the president of CBS, suddenly his new business partner.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things when we talked about this, the question would be, is it going to be a West Coast pageant? Is it going to be an East Coast event? What's this going to be? So when I sat down and talked with Donald, we chatted through this. He liked the idea of keeping it a grassroots opportunity to help young women elevate them in their careers. He totally bought into that. It wasn't going to be a runway model show. It wasn't going to be an MTV special. He wanted to keep it a Midwest traditional stepping stone for women.
Right.
So
exactly.
He wanted me to fly out to meet with Les Moonves on his behalf, and he made me his director of pageant affairs. Excuse me. And I helped produce and do a lot of events with him with the Universe pageant. So I flew out. I met with Les Moonves. I'd never met him before.
Hey, Jim, you know about this because you're a pro and you understand that, you know, occasionally we got to go through interruptions and we got a little bit of a break coming. And we'll leave people on the edge of their seats for just a moment for you to come back and finish up the Les Moonves story. It's quite interesting. More from Jim Gibson after this. Stay with us, America. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed? The left is unhinged!
The most affluent and educated people are clustered in just a few cities. The blue parts of America are having a big prosperity party, while that big sea of red feels like their invitation got lost in the mail. The flyover states have become the passover states. That's why red state voters are so pissed off. They don't hate us. They want to be us. They want to go to the party.
No, we don't. It's Bill Maher. Jim Gibson continues with it. Hey, just a little bit. You know, Jim, I was reading about your background. I mean, you know, you've had three different Grammy Award-winning bands that you worked with. Bill Gaither Trio for gospel, and Bill Gaither is just such a tremendous man and mentor, and, you know, just a Christian brother. And B.J. Thomas as well. I interviewed B.J. Thomas years ago. This is, believe it or not, this is Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. And what a hoot. BJ, you know, he was so funny. He comes to me and goes, oh, you're Hispanic. And he tries to talk Spanish, and he's just making up words. And you probably have been around that routine, because the way it came off so natural and well-practiced, I know that he probably threw it on lots of people. But we had so much fun.
What year was that? I might have been with him when you interviewed him at Knott's Berry Farm, because I played in the band when we played there once.
Oh, did you really? That would have been in the early 70s?
No, when I was closer to the end of the 70s. But
okay.
No, you know what?
Yeah.
I was really fortunate, though, Bill, on that side of my life. Of course, the Gaither Trio was probably the highlight of my life on a spiritual platform.
Yeah.
And just the ability to be with people on a tour bus when they're writing some of the most spectacular songs, and they're just the
down-to-earth, real people from, again, the Midwest, another disposable, I guess, from Indiana.
Yeah.
And of course, BJ was just a great guy. The thing I remember most about BJ was he never put himself on a different platform than the rest of the band members. And in that world, that's another oddity. So I was just very fortunate. And then the third Grammy band was Lionel Hampton, which was jazz. And that's when I performed for President Reagan and President Bush in the White House at the Congressional Ball all the way back in the late 80s and early 90s. So, you know.
Do you pinch yourself in the middle of the night and just said, that was me? I mean, you're like the Forrest Gump of music almost.
You know, it's funny you say that, because that's exactly what a newspaper reporter by the name of Denise Crosby out here for the Tribune called me. I'm sincere. There's always somebody better, more talented, and younger, and probably better looking. I was just very, very fortunate. And I worked really hard, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really worked at my craft. And so when the opportunity was there, I was very fortunate. But what I learned, and this is what got me into television, that's great and that's fun.
Right.
But the music career is a fleeting career. So I moved over to broadcasting and had my own TV show where I won an Emmy in Chicago. All right. And that's what got me to the pageant thing, which got me to the now president, which got me to Miss Universe, which got me to the president of CBS Television. It's always a long and winding road.
It always is. But as long as you stay faithful to it, it's quite the ride. So good fun for you. So let's get back to Les Moonves. So you have this meeting with him. You're all excited about the expansion of the beauty pageant industry, what's going on, Donald Trump's involvement. I mean, and everything with Donald Trump is bigly, right? Everything's bigly.
Everything is bigly, but you know, and we could talk for days on the president, as you do. His drive to do things right for me was such a learning curve. You're in the entertainment business. You know how hard and competitive it is. Right. But when I was now working in his offices, representing him out of New York, the Big Apple where no one sleeps, and you know, if you make it there, you make it anywhere.
Right.
It was a whole new thing, and I realized quickly his goal, because pageants come and go, Bill, they, you know, they become outdated, they need to be reinvented, and they're not forever, and they're not for everybody.
Right.
But he wanted to help this institutional opportunity, again, for young women. And by the way, when he did buy it, who did he make president of the museum? A woman.
Yes.
And then another woman, not a guy. For the first time ever,
right.
He made a woman the president of Miss Universe. So he's always trying to help, believe it or not, what you hear out there, help women. And that was the purpose of this. And so when I went out there, and by the way, he also really wanted to understand America. Donald was huge in New York. I mean, he owned New York. He was on Saturday Night Live. He was on all the New York newspapers all the time. But, you know, the rest of us out here, we just kind of saw him, you know, once in a while. But now he really had an interest in America, which this pageant grassroots thing was a part of. And he wanted to understand it. And so when I look back now, he transferred that right into his political run. He understands us out here in the Midwest.
Exactly.
He knows exactly where we're coming from. And he did there. So off I go to Les Moonves to pitch that story to Mr. Moonves. And Mr. Moonves was polite. I have no bad words at all to say. Very, very, very direct, which I like, because sometimes you get a lot of around the board talk. I didn't just cut to the chase. So I'm telling him what Mr. Trump wanted me to tell him about this grassroots Midwest, a great thing for young women. And he just stopped me. I was like,
And this is right after CBS paid for half of the interest in the pageant, right?
That's correct.
That's correct.
So you have two very, very powerful men. You got Les Moonves and you got Donald Trump. And I'm this guy that's kind of going between these two guys. and both have a very direct vision of what they want. But Les held the TV side, so that's a big hammer, as you know, Bill.
Right.
So I'm trying to talk Mr. Moonves into the vision that Mr. Trump has. And about halfway through my presentation, he just stopped me cold and just said very politely but very directly, Jim, I'm telling you right now, we don't care about the Midwest. That's not what we're trying. That's not my market. That's not who I have interest in. I deal with both coasts. That's the market I drive. So all this talk and all this chat I had with now President Trump and all these hopes that we had hoped would happen with this institution called Miss Universe Organization, he just, with a sweep of his hand, says, ain't going to happen. we don't care about the Midwest. Done.
Wow.
So all
wow.
it was the same way, just a little more polite, about the same amount of ego, though.
Right.
Bill Maher said when he says, "You know what? We're the flyover state.
Right.
We are not on their radar, Bill." Mm-hmm. And
Jim, help me understand here. So when the Nielsens come out, they extract all the Midwest numbers.
Yeah, but I think they've
done. Of course, I'm being facetious, you know, because they're not going to, you know, they want those Midwest numbers to help fortify any kind of popularity. They may not, you know, care much about it, but in the number of things as TV, programs get renewed and canceled based on their numbers.
They do. And by the way, it was no surprise when Mr. Moonves went this direction that Mr. Trump and Mr. Moonves butted heads a little bit. And sure enough, we made that decision. Let's get out of this CBS thing. So what we ended up doing after our 5-year contract was up with CBS, we bought out CBS out and NBC stepped in and they bought the rights. It went much better. And as we now know, that also opened up the door for The Apprentice, which was on NBC.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it was a brilliant move by Mr. Trump, quite frankly. If you really think about it, he's used that all the way through The Apprentice, and I would have to say I would think The Apprentice had a big help with him running for president as well. He was somebody that everybody saw once a week for 12 years.
Sure. And you tie into that, you know, WWF, and Jim McMahon and the Wrestling Federation and that, which did endear him to, what you want to describe as flyover states, because this is, the heart and soul of America right there represented as far as the audience is concerned. So, you look at those separate things, what he did with the pageant, what he did with, wrestling, what he did with, The Apprentice. I mean, it's no wonder he is where he is today.
You know, Bill, I don't know if you saw the Oscars, but I don't know if you heard Lady Gaga's quote. I was interviewed a couple days ago, and I used this again. I've been asked a zillion times when he was running. I don't know if you realize it, but I was married at Mar-a-Lago, and Donald and Melania are the signing witnesses.
I saw the picture. I saw that. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, that you could say we're pretty close, you know,
yes.
At that point. That doesn't happen often.
How can you be around Melania? I mean, she's so stunning.
You know what? And she, honestly, Bill, she is absolutely the sweetest, most humble. When he was dating her, it was interesting. It was unfortunate he had gotten divorced from Marla Maples, who, by the way, was in the Miss Georgia pageant that I hosted before she met the president. But he would ask me, I said, "Donald, I mean, you're out of your mind. This lady is almost, how could you ever do better than Melania? She's just wonderful, you know." But as sweet as can be, and a wonderful mother. Her family is her priority. But, you know, how do you, I'm asked a lot, well, what is he really like, you know? And of course, like anybody, there's many, you know, we're all complex to some degree. But if I had to pull it down to a quote, I love Lady Gaga's quote when she won her Oscar, and this is what it is. It reminds me exactly of the Trump philosophy. It's not about winning, but what it's about is not giving up. If you have a dream, you fight for it. If there's a discipline for passion, and it's not about how many times you get rejected or you fall down or you're beaten up, it's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going.
Yeah,
I think our president has stood up. I think he's brave. And that's the qualities that I would want my president to have. And
exactly.
He has that.
Well, Jim, you and I grew up with that. I mean, we know about rejection. Anything that had to do with the media and entertainment, that's what you're faced with. And it's all a matter. And so what Lady Gaga, it's interesting you should bring that up, because when I heard her say that, it spoke volumes to my very soul, because I could definitely relate to it. No wonder you could relate to it as well, and many others.
You can, because the odds are always against this, Bill, in life.
Without a doubt.
So
you got it.
We do our best, and we help each other.
Well, we got to leave it and call it a wrap there. Jim Gibson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon.